Today, on the Daily Scoop podcast from the Scoop News Group, scientists must be empowered, not replaced, by AI. And the U.S. charges Iranian hackers who targeted the Treasury and State Departments. It's Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Welcome to the Daily Scoop podcast, where you'll hear the latest news and trends facing government leaders. I'm the host of the Daily Scoop podcast, Billy Mitchell. Here are today's top headlines. The White House's President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology is working on a report that emphasizes the critical role that human scientists must play in the development of artificial intelligence tools and systems and setting guidelines for how they're used in scientific exploration. PCAS, the team of technologists and academics charged with advising President Joe Biden on science and technology, voted unanimously Tuesday in favor of issuing the report following a nearly hour-long public discussion of its contents and recommendations. The delivery of PCAS's report will fulfill a requirement in Biden's executive order on AI, which called for an exploration of the technology's potential role in research aimed at tackling major societal and global challenges. The upcoming report will include a number of recommendations, including empowering human scientists, exploring innovative approaches on how AI assistance can be integrated into scientific workflows, and promoting responsible and transparent use of AI in all stages of the scientific research process. The report is slated to include specific callouts for expansions of NSF and Census Bureau data research programs. And the report suggests that the National Artificial Intelligence Research Resource should also be fully funded, given its potential as a stepping stone for even more ambitious moonshot programs. In other news, the U.S. government on Tuesday took sweeping action against four Iranian nationals, accusing them of participating in hacking operations that targeted the U.S. Treasury and State Departments, defense contractors, and two New York-based companies on behalf of the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. All four were indicted and charged with conspiracy to commit computer fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and wire fraud. They each face up to 5 years in prison for the computer fraud conspiracy charge and up to 20 years in prison for each count of wire fraud and conspiracy to commit wire fraud, the U.S. Department of Justice said in a statement. The four were also sanctioned by the Treasury Department, and the State Department is offering a reward of up to $10 million and possible relocation for any information on three of the men or the companies with whom they're associated. The defendants are accused of participating in a coordinated multi-year campaign to conduct and attempt to conduct computer intrusions between 2016 and at least April 2021, the Department of Justice said in a statement. The group primarily targeted cleared defense contractors, which are companies authorized to access, receive, and store classified information in support of the U.S. Department of Defense. The group also targeted an unnamed New York-based accounting firm and a New York-based hospitality company, according to the indictment. In total, the group stands accused of targeting more than a dozen U.S. companies alongside the Treasury and State Departments, according to the State Department's reward offer. For more top news and insights at the intersection of the federal government and technology, visit fedscoop.com. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Daily Scoop podcast, available on all podcast platforms. If you've already rated the podcast on your platform of choice, thanks so much. High ratings and good reviews of the show help more people to find it. The Daily Scoop podcast is a production of the Scoop News Group in Washington, D.C. Adam Butler and Carlin Fisher help put the show together, and the entire Scoop News Group team contributes. We'll be back tomorrow again with more top headlines. Until then, I'm your host, Billy Mitchell. Thanks so much for listening.